the Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Discover your Cup Week experience at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters.
It's great to have your company on the Form segment for this Tuesday, racing at Swan Hill today, and looking forward to the thoughts of Harry White and also Warren Huntley today. We are on a soft five, according to Racing Australia at the moment. The rail is in the true position for the entirety of the meeting, and it is one of the great country circuits up at Swan Hill. Just before I give you all the selections from the boys, I just want to give you the final field, which I'm trying to find on my phone, which has come through for the Golden Eagle. It's a field of 18, not surprisingly, when you've got $7.5 million in action. You know what? I can't find it. I'll continue to find it. I'll introduce the boys and then I'll try and get the final field up, because that has not been working well. Warren, how are you, mate?
Oh, very well, thanks, Michael.
Trust me, it's a good field when I can find it. What do you make of Swan Hill today?
I quite like the card. I think there's a little bit of value, but I was keen enough on the card yesterday, and I got off to a good start, and it was downhill from there. So hopefully we can find a few more winners today, Michael.
Gee, it was a tough day yesterday. How did that quaddie only pay $4,000 yesterday?
No, I don't know. I think I was lucky to get two legs of it, so I was nowhere near it. So it probably should have paid a bit more, but... They were a little bit hard to find. Easy enough to be around the mark early on, but third and fourth selection winning doesn't necessarily get you paid.
Harry, what do you think of today's Swan Hill card?
Quite a good-looking card, Michael. I think that there's a few standouts, a couple at value, just all around, hopefully a handful of winners.
And I now have the final field for the Golden Eagle. Alligator Blood, Brandenburg, Superstorm, Dawn Passage, Riadini, Windstorm, Reloaded, Just Thinking, Bottega, Creaderis, Flit, Funstar, Colette, Subpoenaed Emerald, Sierra Sue, All Saints Eve, and Ice Bath. So a field of 18, which has just come through. Barriers are yet to be determined for the $7 million Golden Eagle. And Warren, unfortunately, this day we would normally be out at Flemington with breakfast with the stars, and you'd be out there clocking all the action today, but we can't, unfortunately, under the current circumstances. Any whispers of what may have worked well out at Flemington this morning?
No, I'm no help there at all, Michael. I got a couple of messages from trainers just wondering if I'd been able to clock their horses, but I haven't been to Flemington track work since early in March. I was lucky enough to sneak out to the Valley last week for the breakfast with the best, but track work live's a bit of a distant memory for me at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed we can get back very, very soon indeed. All right, gents, let's find the winners today at Swan Hill. The first race is at 1:30 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 2, 6 and 10. Bubbly Last is the favourite. Kiramar Dave Eustace, even money. Infatars at $3.70. Foxy Frida is at $5.50. Who do you like in the first, Warren?
I'm with Bubbly Last, Michael. She's had that gap between runs, but she comes out of a strong race at Geelong on debut. We've already seen Zellify come out of that race and win well, and the format of the race will hold up. They ran very good time late in that race, and the Mar and Eustace stable are just very good at keeping horses up to the mark with a variety of training regimes in between runs. So I'm not that concerned at 1,200 metres with a gap between runs from a good draw with Harry Coffey, who knows Swan Hill well, aboard on with 9 ahead of 11. Foxy Frida, her recent jump out at Avoca was terrific, worked really strongly through the line. For Our Lone Star, another one who's jumped out well to make the debut. This jump out was at the home track at Bendigo and really quick and nicely at the end of that heat. I'll put 12 Infatar in, who's got good tactical speed and has jumped out well. I just thought there might be a little bit of pressure inside, might set up that well to get an economical run. 9-11-4-12.
9-11-4-12. It's a short price favourite to start the day. Can we find the winner here? Do we jump on this even money pop in the first, Harry?
Look, no real knock on Bubbly Lass, but number 11, Foxy Frida's on top for me. That jump out that Warren touched on at Avoca, I really liked what I saw. So filly by Foxwedge. Foxwedge, her pedigree page reads well. I like the Andrew Noblet-Will Price combo. They strike at around 23% when teaming up together. Andrew sent 6 runners here the past 12 months for 2 wins and a place. Will rides well here, so ticks plenty of boxes for mine. Infatar in for second, went around as favourite in both of her runs last prep. Placed on debut, then had excuses at Mornington in a handy form reference race. Her recent Flemington jump out was good. Bubbly Lass closed off well on debut, despite being a bit unwanted in betting. Been freshened up, up and trip should suit, and I can understand the market support there. And I agree with Warren, our Lone Star's been jumping out as well too. 11, 12, 9 and 4.
11, 12, 9 and 4 in the first. Race number 2 at Swan Hill, take out 5, 6, 9, 11, 19 and 20. Yoshi Makuru is a favourite at $3. Gilded Crown, a first starter from the Nick Ryan stables at $3.80. Lexington Lad, $6. And Sense of Doubt at $6.50 as well. Who do you like in the second, Harry?
I'm siding with the favourite, Yoshi Makuru. Was good first up at Horsham. Found two better with a three-length gap to fourth. The two that beat him had decent enough prior form. Gets the visors on, likely to go forward. I expect he gets his chance if good enough. Gilded Crown jumped out well most recently at Caulfield in a strong heat. Drawn well, finds a winnable race for his debut. Sense of Doubt has the winkers on again. He's been okay in two runs this prep. There is less depth here, so he could figure. And number 14, Yasmina, has jumped out well a couple of times leading into this prep. Looks like there's been some market support this morning, so look for an improved showing there. 10, 1, 7, 14.
10, 1, 7 and 14. Who do you like, Warren?
Seeing it very similarly, Michael. I thought Yoshi Makuru, just with that visor going on, might have a bit more peripheral vision, was just swamped late. But that was first up too, so we'll be fitter. But I think a suitable gear change probably rolls forward from that draw. Gone with 10 ahead of 1, Gilded Crown, who's on debut with the blinkers on. 1,300 metres looks a suitable kickoff point for a strong running jump out recently. Was able to show some speed, but then keep running through the line. So I think a good debut distance, 1,300 metres. 14 Yasmina went to the line in a jump out recently with Lunch in Beeritz, who was, they were off the speed, but they worked through the line nicely. And Lunch in Beeritz ran well at big odds yesterday at Echuca. I think Yasmina's better than what we've seen the two runs today. A couple of gear changes with a crossover nose band and the pre-race earmuffs coming off. And 7, Sense of Doubt, fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell, getting the winkers on. 10-1, 14-7.
10-1, 14 and 7. Race number 3 is over the mile. In this race, we can take out 1, 15, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Who's Your Pappy is the favourite at $4.60. Rose Cuvée, $5. Russian Fighter, $5.50. Helmeton is at $6. So this looks a pretty open race here, Warren.
I agree, Michael. I think it's a very even race, and you need a little bit of imagination to be tipping number 60 or Sedaka. But I've been a fan of what I've seen from him, probably more jump outs than race day, but there's been glimpses of ability on race day. Fitter for a couple of runs back, drawn a good barrier, and the winkers come off and the blinkers come on. At 1,600 metres, I could see Steel Sedaka running well here with the benefit of the run under the trip at Kilmore last start, and now the blinkers going on. So I'm going to have something each way. 6, who's at a 10, New Echelon, who rode the speed and battled on pretty well in a race that ties a bit of this form together last start. Winkers go on coming out of that race. Also out of that race was Out of Town Lover, who was big odds on that occasion and was much better than the two runs we'd seen today. But closed off really well. Probably has to get back from that wide barrier draw, but long run in at Swan Hill, gets an opportunity to balance up and work home. And 13, Helmeton, coming through that same race. Seemed to have every opportunity there, but maps for a similar run today. 6 each way ahead of 10, 2 and 13.
6 each way ahead of 10, 2 and 13. Harry?
Tough race. I'm thinking there's a bit of value as well, but in number 16, Like I Like You. She was good here first up from well back in the field before wanting for clear running room at Mornington. Thought she was sound. Third up over the mile, she's my play at a price. Who's Your Pappy ran well on debut. He was four wide the trip, but got to the line well. Up in trip here should prove advantageous. Rose Cuvée is placed in 8 of 9 runs and maps as one of the likely leaders. She's obviously got talent, because she's around the mark, but she's yet to step out over a trip like this, and I think she may be a sitting duck in the straight. And Helmeton ran well at track and trip, but did have every chance, as Warren outlined. I think his best is good enough, though. 16, 14, 11, 13.
16, 14, 11 and 13. Race number 4 over the 9.75. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 are the scratchings. Queen Daenerys is the favourite here, a four-year-old by Deep Field. It's at 4.80, so it's a wide-open race. Another first starter, Yulong Phelps, is second pick in the market at 5.50. These two first starters, Harry, what are the jump-outs telling you?
They're both in my numbers, Michael. I thought Yulong Phelps won a recent jump out. Despite looking to still have a bit to learn, does appear to have ability. He was a 270k purchase, so hopefully can live up to that sort of price tag. The Written Tycoons are flying. Queen Daenerys has jumped out well and strikes a winnable race here too. But again, I'm siding with one of the new locals, again at value, Equicenter, resuming for Helen Burns. This had jumped out well leading into this. Her best runs have both been when first up. Tatum Bull shaves 3 kilos off her back. She might need some luck from a tricky gate, but appeals on an each-way basis. To beat Yulong Phelps and Queen Daenerys for reasons outlined, and then Amorosity was well supported at Track and Trip last time and closed off soundly. She gets in light with Alana claiming 2 kilos. Watch for her late again. 6, 10, 8, 11.
6, 10, 8 and 11, Warren.
Obviously, Horse is able to make some ground, Michael, but Piccadilly Street raced into fitness and form last start. That performance here at Swan Hill over the 9.75 was the quickest last 600, 400 and 200 of the meeting. And it looks to be reasonable speed here, as you'd expect, in a 9.75-metre race. I'm going to go with Piccadilly Street each way here. 7 ahead of 6. Equicenter, as Harry mentioned, jumped out nicely. First run for the new stable. Tatum Bull rode her in that jump out and has the ride again today. 8, Queen Daenerys, didn't show any real early tactical speed in a jump out recently at Burrumbeat. That can come down to intent, but from an inside draw, if the jump out's a guy, it's probably going to end up a little bit back in the field, but without really being tested, I thought she worked home nicely. And 9, Melmac, was well supported first up and probably rolls forward here and will be fitter with that run under the belt, might be able to hold on a bit longer. Coming back in distance, I think, is a positive. 7, 6, 8, 9.
7, 6, 8 and 9 in the fourth at Swan Hill. We're 4 down, 4 to go. Take a break. Back with a quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Racing at Sale today. We're up to the fifth, which is the first leg of the quaddy. A benchmark 58 over 2,400 metres. No scratching. Scribbers the favourite. Billy Egan, Paddy Payne gave it a reasonable push earlier on at $3.40. Test today, $4.80. Onset at $5. And Devon Miss out to $5.50. So it could be a tricky start to the quaddy here, Harry. How many numbers are we putting in this first leg?
I feel safe enough with 3, Michael. I just think the way the race shapes up on paper, I'm with Onset. She didn't finish off in a stronger race over 3,100 metres at the Bull last start. Noting it was a high weight, so she dropped significantly in weight here, but was a good winner prior over the trip in a similar profile of race. A third placing before that behind Northern Voyage and Will John reads well. She can go forward and should get her chance to hopefully beat Scriber. He's peaking and ready to fire out over this trip. He's improved with each run and looks set to run a big race. So the clear danger. Test today is the last start winner over the trip in slightly weaker grade. She's honest and should run well. And Devon Miss has intertwining form behind Onset from two back and test today from last start. So goes in as next best, but I'll leave out of the quaddy. 5, 3, 6, 7.
5, 3, 6, and 7. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddy, Warren?
I'm keen on Scriber here, Michael. I think he's just taken time to race himself better into fitness and to get up to a suitable trip, and he's certainly in the right grade, dropping back from a Class 1 last start where I thought he ran okay behind Warrior Woman, who's got a little bit of upside for the Philip Stokes stable. I think this is a lovely race for him, Scriber. 3 ahead of 6. Test today, who was a tough effort last start. Generally, when she finds form, she holds it, and she's raced herself into that vein at this stage. 2, Britannica, so it's an interesting runner. He'll be part of what looks like a reasonable speed here. He's beaten by a talented galloper in Lord of Darkness last start. He'd be fitter with that run under the belt. And 7, Devon Miss, formerly with the Paddy Payne stable, now with Belinda Simpson, I've got in as next best. I'm keen on 3 ahead of 6, 2 and 7.
All right, keen on 3 ahead of 6, 2 and 7. You can currently get $3.40 for Scriber in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg, benchmark 58 over 9.75, take out 4 and 6. Little Caleb broke his duck emphatically last start. It's a $2.80 favourite. Rock Tycoon is at $3.20 and Tiny Rebel $4.40. Warren, who are we on in the second leg where Nathan Hobson's got a number of the runners?
I'm surprised Rock Tycoon's not favourite here. He's competed well in stronger races than this. Recent jump out was just terrific. He's got a crossover noseband going on the visor off here, and with a horse like Little Caleb and others in the race, you know how it's going to be run, and I think it sets up for Rock Tycoon to just tuck in behind that speed, despite the weight, 64 kilos at the allocation of weights. 1.5 off for Matty Lloyd. I think he'll get over the top of them. 1 ahead of 2, Little Caleb. You know what you get with him. He's deep into the campaign, but He finally broke through last start, and the 975 metres here is a good trip for him. He can certainly be competitive in this grade. 11, Magna City, I thought's jumped out nicely first run for the new stable, and 3, Tiny Rebel, who was a late scratching at the barriers. Recently, he's been back to the jump outs to get reinstated. The blinkers go on, and barrier blanket also to help him in the barriers. He'll be well off the speed, but he'll be strong late. I think it's a good race for 1, ahead of 2, 11, 3.
One ahead of 2, 11 and 3. Harry?
Similar thought process to Woz here. I'm just flipping around that Quinella. Not only did little Caleb finally win instead of running another second, he spanked rivals by over 5 lengths. He split Global Wonder and Redneck Princess beforehand. They both subsequently won since. I think it's a suitable race for him to go on with it, and he negates a big weight somewhat with Lockie Neindorf riding and claiming 1.5, so I'm quite keen on that horse. No real knock on Rock Tycoon resumes. That jump out that Warren referenced was really, really good. Has to try to do it carrying 62.5, even after Matty Lloyd claims 1.5 kilos. Couple of gear changes that Warren touched on. His prior form reads more than well enough for this. So I think that they're definitely, that's the Quinella, and they're the only two that I'm putting in this leg of the quaddy. Tiny Rebel closed off well into a minor placing first up at Track and Trip in this grade. I just wonder if he's best over 6 furlongs, and I'll just put Peddler in, one of the locals. Zoe Lloyd claiming 4 as next best, but like I said, 2 and 1 only in the quaddy ahead of 3 and 7.
All right, 2 and 1 only in the quaddy ahead of 3 and 7. Second leg of the quaddy, that's the second leg. The third leg is a benchmark 58 over 1,300 metres. And in this race, we can take out 5, 9 and 15. Black Prince Ruby is the favourite at $3.80. Pillbox, $4.40. Old Regret at $5, and Miss Mitzi is at $9.50 as well. How many do we need in this leg, do you think, Warren?
I think we'll probably need 4 in this leg, Michael, to sew it up. But, dear, I think Black Prince Ruby is the one to beat. I don't know where he was going to finish last start, but he was going to get a lot closer to Rotator than he did. That 10 to 13, I think, should at least read a 2 or a 3. Just got smashed near the inside and lost momentum on more than one occasion. I think with that run under the belt and up to 1,300 metres from a good draw, this is a nice race for Black Prince Ruby, who was in the market behind the short price favourite Rotator last start and started favourite on debut, winning at Avoca. So, but it's a market expectation, and I think he's the one to beat for me. Number 2, ahead of 1, Pillbox, who drops in grade and gets the claim for Zoe Lloyd. 4, the Moors, was good closing off first up. I think he's one at odds that I want to include in this race, and the next best for me is number 8, Lady Magnus, who gives every indication she'll run this trip out, but probably has to get back off the speed from that draw. 2, 1, 4, 8.
2, 1, 4, and 8. Harry?
Very similar. We just flip around the quaddy, the Quinella numbers again. I'm with Pillbox, back in grade, up in trip, and on his home deck are all positives. As is chucking Zoe Lloyd aboard to claim 4 to keep his weight relative with the field. I'm hoping they utilise a good draw to be a little bit more prominent. If so, looks the one to beat for mine. Black Prince Ruby, as Warren outlined, absolutely luckless last start at Horsham. Loses no admirers from that, and definitely in the mix here. Lady Magnus will be strong at the back end of the race. Gets 3 kilos off with a claimer engaged in the quaddy, as is number 14, Satin Sheen, coming off a last start win at Track and Trip, albeit in a weaker field. She gets in light and again goes in the quaddy as a knockout hope. 1, 2, 8, 14.
1, 2, 8 and 14. All right, that brings us to the last, a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. Here we take out 3, 4, 5 and 9. The market's got Darcy's Tune as the favourite from Barrier 1. Billy Egan again with Patrick Payne at 3.10. North Anna, Harry Coffey for his dad, Osti at 5.50. The Enzo at 6.50. And then Easy Sheriffs at $7 as well. Bring us home with the winner of the last, Harry.
Darcy's Tune for me, Michael. Back in grade, winkers on, looks hard to beat. He's been sound enough this prep and stronger company. Does jump up 3 kilos from last start. I just look at the field and really think he should be winning. Obviously, stranger things have happened. Number 6, the mood I'm in, should appreciate getting back up to the mile. He's been a bit of a mixed bag this prep, but his best efforts would see him right in the finish. Easy Sheriff and Northanna come through the same race at Track and Trip, where they finished first and third respectively. Both are locals and must be even more respected on that fact alone. We know how well Osti Coffey and Nathan Hobson horses perform here. They also go in the quaddy, but I really think the two should be winning ahead of 6, 8 and 12.
All right. What are you doing in the last, Warren? Is this a race we trim up?
I'm taking 4 in the quaddy, but I agree with Harry Darcy. Turns the one to beat. I was batting up for him last start. He's now 4th up. I reckon he was in arguably the slightly inferior ground last start. The stable mate, Jamar, had the momentum out wide and down in grade with the blinkers on from a good draw. I'm with 2 ahead of 1, the Enzo, who also drops in grade from 2 most recent runs. Last time the Enzo was in a 58 grade here over the 1,600 metres, he was winning 3 starts back. 12 Northanna and 8 Easy Sheriff come through the same race. I just thought the map favoured Northanna slightly. 2-1, 12-8.
2-1, 12-8. While you're on a row, a roll, Warren, where are your best in your plays of the day?
Scribe are the best for me. Michael, race 6, number 3. Each Way, race 4, number 7. Piccadilly Street, the value, the way I see it. First leg, numbers 2, 3 and 6. Second leg, 1 and 2 only. Third leg, 1, 2, 4 and 8. Home with numbers 1, 2, 8 and 12. Races 5 and 6, the play of the day for me, taking 3 one-out Scriber in the first leg, just into numbers 1 and 2, as I'm taking in the second leg of the quaddie also. So running double 5 and 6, 3 into 1 and 2.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry, where's your best of the day?
Look, nothing really stood out. I think Little Caleb should be, you can go on with it. So we'll make the best, race 6, number 2, Little Caleb. Value, race 4, number 6, Equicenter. Quaddy, first leg 3, 5 and 6. Trimming up that second leg with numbers 1 and 2 only. Third leg 1, 2, 8, 14. Last leg 2, 6, 8 and 12. Because I think there's value in a couple of those races early on in the day, play of the day, I'll have an early quaddy, 4, 9, 11, 12 in the first leg. 1, 7, 10, 14 in the second leg of the early quaddy. 11, 13, 14, 16. And then 6, 8, 10 and 11 in the last leg of the early quaddy.
Good on you, Harry. Good luck today to you too.
Thanks, Michael.